Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do,
tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these skyways and airways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byways with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank those of you that continually, my faithful listeners, that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. I'm not just saying that, but God said in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. May it be of your time or may it be of your talent. Whatever you render unto God, God will give it back unto you. So just know that you have a blessing laid up, hallelujah, for you, you, and you. God will not get it mixed up. He will not get it betwixt. He will not get it confused. But God knows your name, he knows your address, he knows your zip code, your P.O. box, your city and state. So God will make sure that your blessing to the right, hallelujah, addressee, hallelujah. All right, I'm scheduled to be with you 1 hour on this evening. And so I want to just take this opportunity to send condolences out to those of you that might have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours or last 48 hours, 24 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours, an hour ago. And we do that to just keep you encouraged, to let you know that you're not alone in your hour, hallelujah, of bereavement, but that you have prayer warriors all over the world that's praying with you and for you, that God will bring about your joy and return restoration unto your soul. So I want you to just look up on this evening and know that Jesus loves you and Overseer Ward loves you and the saints of God love you. So you know, hallelujah, that you are not alone in your great hour of despair. All right, we're going to go right now into our opening prayer, asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Every time that we come across this podium, we fail not to acknowledge and reverence. It's a holy deity. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And so we're going to present the psalm and introduce to others our Lord and soon coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again, around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination. We know that you have lying in waiting, God, a place that's not built by mortal man, but you are the craftsman and you are the creator, God. But we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you on this evening, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurrying deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the cathedral, temple of God, say amen and amen. All right, your program is a live church program, digitally mastered, and it is live. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. And you're listening to, once again, the Old Ship of Zion. I want you just to come aboard. I have the chat room available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. You can bring your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Bring your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and just allow me to minister unto you what God has given unto me. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, because we know that time is of an essence, we're going to take you right now into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so our sermon on tonight entitled Into the Desert Storm. I want to say that one more time. Tonight's sermon, Into the Desert Storm. And so we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. It says that I am the Lord who heal you. Exodus 15 and 26. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to move on over to our second key scripture, and it reads this. Do not fear, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. 1 Chronicles 28 and 20. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to our third key scripture. And it reads this. It says, they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 4 and 41. All right, hallelujah. We're going to read our next key scripture. And it reads this. The things I greatly feared has come upon me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job and 25. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. All right. This is our final key scripture. And it reads this. He who sat on the throne said, behold, and I make all things new. And that scripture reading coming out of the law of Revelation 21 and 5. Hallelujah. So, we're talking about trials. We're talking about set traps. Traps that have been set by the enemy, the adversary, Lucifer, Satan. Hallelujah. Satanic forces. We're talking about bitterness. From those of us that's going through our trials and our tribulations. We know that it don't feel good going through trials and tribulations at any time. Hallelujah. Because we know that that brings us pain and suffering. But you and I and us, we are to trust God when we can't trace him. Hallelujah. And we are to just step out on faith and in faith. And don't look at what it looked like through our eyes, but look through the lenses of faith. Hallelujah. Because God said, I'll never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And the Lord tell us in our first key scripture on tonight, hallelujah, he said that I am the Lord who heals you. And that scripture reading again is coming out of the law. Exodus 15 and 26. And you know that after the Israelites miraculously crossed the Red Sea. They were led into the desert. And how strange that God would lead them from a place of revelation and power to a place of disappointment and dire need. But we find out God wanted to show them that life is a combination of bitter and sweet. We know that in this life, we'll have to cry sometime. We'll have to sigh sometime. We'll have to weep sometime. We'll have to moan sometime. Moaning and groaning in our spirit and even out loud. Why, God? Why me? Hallelujah. But see, we know that sin brought about trials and tribulations, death. Hallelujah. And it brought about sin. So God led, hallelujah, the Israelites across the Red Sea. And like I just first stated, that God wanted to show them that life is a combination of bitter and sweet. It's a combination of triumphs and defeat. And when the Israelites arrived at Marah, they complained because the water was bitter. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 15. And 23. After Moses interceded, God reminded them to keep his commandments. Then he brought them to the abundance and refreshments of Elam. And we know that when we go through trials and tribulations, they're laid up for you and I and us. A heap of blessings. That let God know that he is satisfied with how we succumb the trials that we went through. That we didn't charge God. We didn't say ugly things to God that was not right, that would have been an abomination unto God. But you took it like a true soldier of Jesus Christ. And the Lord wanted to teach them that each experience on their journey would reveal their hearts. And the Bible says that this test showed that they were living by sight and not by fear. And I ask you that are in my live audience on tonight, are you living by sight only? Or are you living by belief and faith in God and where God has already brought you from and where God has taken you to in your life? You know, I know it's not an individual out there that's under the sound of my vocal cord that has not seen, hallelujah, the goodness of Jesus Christ. The aftermath of trials and tribulations and setbacks and booby traps that the enemy has set before you. But you know that you couldn't have done it on your own. But it was God that was walking alongside of you every step of your journey. The Bible says when you only saw only two sets of footprints. Instead of seeing four, Jesus and then your Jesus two and your two, that make a combination of four. But instead, there were only two. My sister and my brother, that was when God carried you. And God is carrying each and every one of us right now. No matter what you're going through, no matter your tsunami, no matter your Andrew tsunami, hallelujah, your Hurricane Anthony, hallelujah, your Hurricane Irene. I want you to know that Jesus is with you, and he's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you. Hallelujah. But Jesus wants us to trust him. And Jesus said that they only learned that God was involved in their daily affairs. He wanted them to know that he not only could part the sea, but he would also supply water for his people. He knew their needs because he planned their way. We know that the trials that you and I encounter, it's not by accident and it's incoincidental, but it's designed and planned by and through God. And if you're being led into a wilderness of disappointments and bitterness right now, I'm encouraging you to trust God. For he knows exactly where you and I and what we need. And as you and I obey his command, he will lead you out of the desert and to a place of spiritual abundance, a place of healing, a place of refreshments. Hallelujah. We know that we shrink from this life challenges. We plead for watered pastures never touched by pain. But God will often lead you and I and us to sense our needs before he sends his cool, refreshing rain. The more bitter the desert experience, the sweeter the water of the oasis. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Whatever you're going through, just know that Jesus is with you. Jesus is going to bring you out with the victory. You will come out shouting and singing and clapping your hands and stomping your feet with the victory. The Bible says that victory, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. You can tell old Satan to get thee behind because victory today is mine and yours and ours. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, transitioning in our lives are like white water. The inevitable leaps from one season of life to the next. We'll know that college to careers, singleness to marriage, career to retirement, marriage to widowhood, all marked by uncertainty and insecurity. And one of the most significant transitions recorded in the Old Testament history is Solomon, that he assumed the throne from his father David. I'm sure he was filled with the white knuckles of uncertainty about the future his father advised, being strong and of good courage, and to do it. For the Lord God, my God, our God, will be with you. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. 1 Chronicles 28:20. You'll have your fair share of tough transitioning in this life, but with God in your wrath, you're not alone. Keep your eyes on who has never gained the rapids. He's taken a lot of others through before. Smooth are just ahead. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am safe when danger threatens, for I am trusting Christ the Lord. Since he promised he'll be with me, though I fear my faith restored, God will guide you and I and us through the rapids of change. Hallelujah. We're talking about into the desert storm. Doesn't matter if you're going through a hurricane, going through an earthquake, you're going through, hallelujah, even a death of a family member. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that Jesus is with you every step of your journey. God is with you. Don't be alarmed because you are not alone.
The Bible says that they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?" We're talking about no other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Hallelujah. But we know that those who experience a severe storm has one emotion in common, and that is fear. Into the law of Mark 4 and 35 through 41 records a gale that threatens the boat carrying Jesus and his disciples on the Sea of Galilee. But you know, in this life, you and I and us, we panic. We feel like Jesus is going to leave us all alone to fight this enormity, to fight this battle, fight this war, fight this cancer, fight this heart of this high blood pressure, fight this enlarged heart, fight this divorce decree, fight this loss of a child, fight this son or daughter that's on drugs and booze and gambling habits. But I'm here to tell you that God do not leave you. God do not leave you hanging in the balance. But God is right there for the way. But we find out that in a panic, the disciples awakened Jesus. How could they be so afraid when they got that big old bad omnipotent Jesus on board? Hallelujah, and they awaken Jesus, and Jesus calmly rebuked the winds and the sea by saying, "Peace, be still." Literally saying, "Hush your mouth." And if it was quieting as an agitated child, immediately the gale stopped and the water became inexplicably placid. The disciples asked, "Who can this be? Who can this be? Even the winds and the sea obey him." Hallelujah. I want to ask you that are listening live radio tonight, do you feel as if your life and your circumstances are a mighty storm? And if so, I want you to look to Jesus. I want you to look to the God and the man Jesus Christ, who has authority over heaven and also over earth. He will give you and I and us the strength to survive the storm until he ultimately calms it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And only when you and I and us, when we trust the power of God, his peace keeps us from panic. God can speak peace in your tsunami. God can speak peace to your hurricane. God can speak peace to your Noah's flood. Doesn't matter what you're going through, because one thing about it, Jesus knows all too well, hallelujah, what you and I are going through. Jesus has been that way before. We know that death and divorce and diseases could be called the three D's of misery. They slice through life like a tsunami of sorrow, raising doubt and destroying dreams. We know that Job, he lost his children. He lost his health, his wealth, his wife's respect. Job's distress was so great that he pleaded, "May the day perish on which I was born." That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 3 and 3. Job wanted God to erase not just the year, but all memory of his existence. He had enjoyed years of success and respect. Now he questioned the purpose of living. Job wanted to die and be forgotten. But instead, God made sure his name and his story would be remembered forever. Rather than give Job what he asked for, God gave future generations what they would need. And as I look at the spiritual battle between God and Satan, The result is a God-inspired document about suffering that has confronted countless people. When what we fear actually happens, we know, think to Job, that God can use it for our good. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Jesus has regarded my helpless estate, has shed his own blood for my soul. And I know that a higher good may come from my deepest suffering. I don't want you to stress, because God is going to bless you. God got a blessing lying in wait for you. Hallelujah. All God wanted to do was to see if you're going to trust him when you couldn't trace him. When your friends and your family are gone, can you lean on Jesus? I'm not talking about leaning on Tyrone. I'm not talking about leaning on Miss Jones. But I'm talking about leaning and depending on Jesus, your everlasting arm. Jesus, hallelujah, is a friend. When you're friendless, Jesus is a friend. Jesus is a mother when you're motherless. Jesus is a father when you're fatherless. Jesus is everything that you and I will ever need in this world and the world to come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that our world is sadly broken. Whether the sirens tell us of criminal activity or personal tragedies, it reminds you and I and us that something is desperately wrong and needs to be made right. But we know that at such times has helped you and I and us to remember that God sees our world in his brokenness and has pleaded and pledged that one day he will wipe away yours and mine and our sins. He will wipe away our tears. He will make all things new. That promise encourages you and I and us that in hardships of life, that it provides a whisper of his comfort, a whisper that can drown out even the sounds of sirens. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. We know that he is coming one day. Start a morning, all the faithful called away. With a trumpet in a moment, urchin in the glad new day. God's whisper of comfort can quiet the noise of our trials. Don't be despair, because Jesus is right there. Hallelujah. Don't lose heart, but keep your hand in God's hand. God is going to bring you out. As prayer goes, you will come shouting the victory. Hallelujah. We're talking about into the desert storm. Are you going into a desert storm on tonight? Are you in your desert storm and you don't know where to go? You don't know who to turn to? You don't know who to call? I want to encourage you to call on Jesus. He is the CNC. That is the Christ in charge. Jesus sit high and he look low, over the good and the not so good. God see all and he knows all. God do not sleep, nor does he slumber. So all you got to do, just ask the Lord to guide you. Take your hand and lead you on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you. And the Bible tells us, said that this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it, then you will have good success. That scripture is coming out of the law of Joshua 1 and 8. And you know, in Joshua 1, God told Joshua that his way could prosper as he assured Moses, leadership role. He and the people needed to display courage in the face of stiff opposition. Are you facing stiff opposition on tonight? Hallelujah. And as they entered the promised land, God promised to give them success if they heeded his book of law. And believers today also need to live according to God's word. If you and I and us are to enjoy success in our spiritual walk, the Bible contains not only the do's and the don'ts for living, but it also records the life experiences of those who plead or displease God. And like Joshua, God promised that he would be with us always. You know, that should give you and I enough strength, hallelujah, to face the challenges and difficulties that inevitably arises as we seek to please God. I want you to be strong. Matters not how deep the entrenches the wrong, how hard the battle goes the day long. I want you to faint not, but I want you to fight on. Hallelujah. And your tomorrow will come the song. When you're facing a crisis, trust God and move forward. Keep on moving. Keep on grooving with Jesus. Never let go of his unchanging hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God's abounding love is poured out into yours and minds and our heart by the Holy Spirit. If there is any situation in which we cannot experience the joy he gives, during a time of great personal hardship, we know that the Apostle Paul described his experience as being sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, of having nothing and yet possessing all things. We know that pain and sorrow are an inescapable fact of life. Yet the Holy Spirit is our source of gladness, bringing us the richest treasure man can wish or God can send. Happiness depends on happiness, but joy depends on Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're talking about in the desert storm on this evening. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that you're not alone, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing on this evening. Just know that you're not facing it alone. But Jesus is with you. He promised to never leave you and I. But he would be there through the duration of our trials and our tribulations. Hallelujah. The Bible said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Jesus will hear yours and mine, my cry on today. And when you can't say a word, God is a mind reader. God is a mind regulator. Hallelujah. He's a heart fixer. He's a physician. Hallelujah. Jesus is everything that you and I will ever need. And you know waiting is hard. You know in today's world, we wait in grocery lines. We wait in traffic. We wait in the doctor's office. We twiddle our thumb. We stifle our yawn and fret inwardly in frustration. But on another level, we wait for a letter that doesn't come, for a prodigal child to return, for a spouse to change. We wait for a child we can hold in our arms. We wait for our heart's desire. But in the law of Psalm 40, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Hallelujah. And that suggests that David waited and waited and waited for God to answer his prayer. Yes, as he looked back at this time of delay, he praised God. And as a result, David said, God put a new song, a new hymn of praise in his heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that God delays. We can change. We can change that chapter, and it can be rewritten as God delays. But it is a mystery of educating the human spirit to the finer tempers of which are capable through the discipline of waiting. you and I and us, we can develop the quiet of virtue, the submission, the humility, patience, joyful endurance, persistence, and well-doing. Virtue that takes longest to learn. What do you do? Hallelujah. God seems to withhold our heart's desire. We know that he is able to help you and I and us to love and to trust, to accept the delay with joy, to see it as an opportunity to develop these virtues, and to praise him in the process. Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, yielding and still. If you're waiting for God, it's never a waste of time. I want you to just keep on trusting and believing in God, that God will bring you through your trials and your tribulations triumphantly, because God wins all the wars. God is a winner of everything that he does. God wins all the battles. God has never lost a battle. He's never lost a war, and he never will. Whatever you might be going through tonight, may it be the loss of your spouse, the loss of your parents, an uncle or an aunt, a cousin, business partner, your health provider, your insurance salesman, your doctor, optometrist, a dear friend, a divorce decree, a pink slip being laid off, a miscarriage of a child, a gambling husband, demonic possessed child. Whatever you're going through on tonight, just know that you're not alone, but Jesus is with you every step of the way. Remember, Jesus never sleeps, nor does he slumber. God said he would be with you and I and us, even to the end of the world. Jesus, do not lie. He never has, and he never shall. Jesus, tell you and I and us, I am not a man that I should lie, nor am I son of man that I, God, should repent. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I said something to marinate your spirit and into your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Make your correspondent attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. That's www.janicewardministries.org. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, because he is people friendly. We're going to turn you over now to our second phase of our program, Hymns of Zion, uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you go in God and allow God to go in you. By Far Now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Thank you. Gotta move on from here, cause we be here all night.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining.
keep running.